Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Willoughby. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Willoughby. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Spear moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby juggles the ball. That's an error on Willoughby. Rader moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is walked intentionally. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin fires to first and has Fuentes trapped. There's the throw to Metzger, who tags Fuentes for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wynn. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rader scoops up the ball and tags Cedeno for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. May reaches second base with a double. May is thrown out after the base hit. Wynn moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-to-1. Giants. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodson is hit by the pitch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds throws the ball into Spear, who tags Watson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. the Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0-for-1 in the game. Willoughby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Fenwick now playing shortstop. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Maddox reaches second base with a double. George Culver now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear bunts towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to third. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Goodson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodson moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox who is chasing the ball. Cedeno reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0-for-2 in the game. Willoughby bunts towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Henderson steals home. It's 5-2, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Larry Howard. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for George Culver. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Johnny Edwards now catching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-3 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Willoughby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willoughby is 0-for-2 in the game. Willoughby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Norm Miller pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.